Yo, it's Emery.
And Adam. Welcome back to Los Hermanitos. And we're here with the special guest. Introduce yourself, Gio.
It's Giovanni.
Giovanni.
Yeah, Giovanni.
Sorry, guys. Right. I'm still getting used to the
equipment. All right. So, Giovanni, what's been new with you?
What's been new with me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, I've been chilling. You know, just here and there. Trying to keep living life, feel me, with trying to balance three things at the same time, which isn't easy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's pretty hard. I stay stressed a lot, but, you know, gotta stay strong. The only thing that's keeping me alive right now is R&B. Yes, sir.
Okay. Yo, Adam, I don't know. I don't say.
All right, how do you like in the semester so far?
So this semester, I hate this semester, bro. I'm not even gonna lie to you guys. I'd rather have all my last semesters again than have this one. Cause first of all, cause I have geometry 2 first period. It's kind of annoying because, like, you know, they make you focus and do work at this time. I'd be sleepy, bro. Like, I'd be like really sleepy. So like I don't be wanting to do work in that class, but you know he forces. I haven't been there in a while, but he forces me. It's just like, you know, I mean, it makes sense because I have to do his work.
But in the morning?
Like, yeah.
It's too early, bro.
It's just too early for me. So, like, I do some of his work, like, after.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, my second period, it's the same as last semester. Last semester, I had intro into transportation the same period. So, to me, it's the same thing. It's just my friends aren't in there anymore. I just have one friend in there. He's Brandon. But I don't even talk to him because I sit in the back. He sits in the front.
That's
and
crazy.
Then third period is biology. Biology 2. I had to retake it.
Ain't no way.
Hey, I'm not gonna lie for me. I had to retake it. And you know, Alex is in there. So
Alex is in there? He fell too?
Yeah, he fell too.
That's crazy.
Luis is in there too. We all failed.
Who?
Luis.
That's wild.
Oh, my bad. So, yeah.
That's crazy, bro. Biology,
yeah, and
too.
Fourth period is band. And honestly, I'm not feeling band anymore because I used to be a band. Bro, I was in bands in Stony Brook, 8th grade. I was in band for that long. And right now I'm in symphonic band, which is just below honors band.
Mm-hmm.
So if I stay in band, I'll probably go to honors next year or senior year definitely. But honestly, I'm not trying to go to honors band because it looks too hard. It's more advanced and really, like, I don't even be practicing that much on the trumpet. Like, it's not my instrument for me.
Yeah.
Like, y'all know my instrument is the drums, but I don't play trumpet. Like, I don't like it like that mm-hmm. for me. So I think I might stop taking that class next year and just take something else. And then fifth period, Mr. Comarella. I have the same thing as last semester. Like, all of my classes from last semester are literally just the same. It's just 2.
Mm-hmm.
And after Mr. C, 6th period, it's Wagner. And then, but her class is really fun. Like Leo's in there.
Yeah, how Leo's lucky can there. You get, bro? This
Leo's in there.
Bro.
I just don't talk to Leo like that, though, because I'm not close to him like you guys are for me. Like, I shake him up and I'm like, what's up?
You're lucky though, bro.
Yeah, I have that class.
That class is chill though, Miss Wagner. You don't really do anything.
Chill.
Just do your work.
Yeah, and she gives you the answer.
Yeah, she's
right
answers.
On the board. She gives you
She
it.
Stops it right there. She's like, you just write that down.
It's easy. Yeah, yeah. It's easy.
Easy.
I did a test yesterday and I got like a, what was it? Like a 90?
You got a 90? I got a 70.
Yeah, I did good because she gave me my notes.
Oh,
and
she gave me
I did the notes and the notes, I basically wrote the answers down.
Yeah.
It was pretty easy. Seventh period. Has to be. Oh, 7th period is so chill. I love my 7th period. It's probably my favorite class. 7th period is health. Because I didn't take health last semester because I took gym again because I wanted to take gym again. So I took this year. They made me take health. And I got that class with Alex and Mr. Poblation himself.
Oh, that's the class you guys be in?
Yeah.
What class is that?
It's chill. It's really chill because, first of all, because Pablo does his work.
And he just gives
that
answer.
Yeah, he's like, here, Gio, just copy off. It's pretty easy. It's an easy A. I'm like, all right, man. So the rest of the class, I just either spent it doing notes or just listening to music because we don't really do anything in that class. The teacher doesn't even teach. She only teaches like 2 days a week, and then the rest is just like
reviewing.
Just reviewing and copying, doing notes. So it's a pretty simple class. So that basically sums up my semester right now.
Yeah.
Like I said, like, I don't really like it like that because of my first period and because some of my classes from last semester are repetitive and it carries on to this semester. So that's why I don't like it that much. So, yeah, I'd rather have, like, different classes. I was kind of hoping to have, like, different classes, different diversifying classes, but nah. Maybe next year. But next year, I don't know. I don't think I'm ready for next year. Next year is junior, yeah, our hardest year. Our hardest year.
Is it really, though?
That's what they say. They say you got to take PSATs, stuff like that. You got to get ready for college. Y'all going to college?
I think I might, yeah.
Honestly, I might.
I'm not. But low-key, I think I'm going to just take a community college. Low-key.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't want to waste too much if I know I'm not
going to. I think I'm going to take like a year gap.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to do that because my coworkers at Subway, they do that. They took like a 1 year gap,
mm-hmm.
maybe like a 2 year, not a 2 year though. I'm probably do one. And then, like you said, probably go to community college or like another college like that because it's better for me. And like also like I might be looking into real estate too because real estate is really good. I have a cousin that works in real estate. She doesn't live here. She lives in Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
But she's rich, bro. She gets bank. She has a Tesla. Recently, she bought a Camaro, bro. Like, it's nice. She has a big house and it's like she's living nice. And I'm like, you know, I might have to look into that.
And with real estate, that's big bang too. Real estate, like, it's real money. Like,
it's just for me. It's just like paying for the classes and studying, you know, and you'll get there eventually. But real estate is probably something really good to look into. Like, I have like backup things too that I might want to do.
Yeah.
Another thing, like, I was talking with Pablo because, you know, I hang out with him a lot now.
Yes.
Because he's really into like trucking. And like, my dad has a cousin that does trucking. And you know what that is? So it's basically like trucking and like, it's basically like shipping stuff, like driving in a truck and like having your truck loaded with like a bunch of stuff and carrying it to a facility, like Amazon, carrying it to a facility, like maybe in Texas, and then drive from Texas to like, who knows, like another state, like North Carolina, and then driving from North Carolina to Chicago. And it's just like road trips. Mm. And you get paid a lot for that too.
Yeah.
Definitely. You get paid like it's big bank. You get paid a lot for that. So that's something else that I might look into too. Like, it's like backups for me. I have a lot of backups. Yeah. Like, I was telling Poobie, like, he could be a mechanic.
He really could.
Because
he does good at fixing cars. Yeah.
Like, bro, he literally switched my car battery out and he's going to change my mom's oil.
For real?
Yeah. Like, that's how good he is. He could low-key be a mechanic. But yeah, he does. He's good work. He's a good worker. So
yeah.
I definitely, like, I'm looking into backups that I could do, alternatives. Like, if something doesn't work out.
You got that plan.
I have stuff planned up for me.
Yeah. What about you, Adam? What you got for, like, your plan A, plan B?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I might do, like, a one-year gap, too. Because,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, I just, like, after graduating, I don't feel like, I don't,
it's good because you could save up money and, like, really just...
not pay for too much.
Yeah.
Because you're saving more money than going to the extra college. Because if you know you're not going to do, like, actual work in college, then what's the point of paying for full tuition?
Yeah. It's better to just, like, just think about it for me. Because I had to do a lot of thinking. First of all, about what I want to be and what I want to do, what career I want to have. Because I haven't thought about that yet.
Yeah. And it's like, time's going too quick.
It's a lot of options. Like at first, like, I wanted to do movie producing. And that's, like, something, like... that's like really good to me because like it's also a high paying job and movie producing is just cool. Like, imagine like producing a movie, like an Avengers movie, like a Marvel movie, like superhero movie, any kind other movie, like a scary movie maybe, and just like seeing your name in the credits, like produced by Giovanni, blah blah blah, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that would be really cool. It's really cool to me. It's just like, it takes a lot of work because you have to learn, like, you know, how to produce. You have to learn how to work with CGI, how to work with like actors.
You gotta be creative with it, pretty much.
Yeah, and it takes a lot of time, but you definitely get paid a lot for that. So that's something that I wanted to look into. But, you know, first I gotta think about other options too in case that doesn't work out. So yeah, it's definitely like it's better to take a year gap and like think and collect money to like maybe like, because my friend right now, what he's doing is he's taking a year gap and he's working two jobs and he's getting paid a lot, and you know, he's saving that money up, and that's good. So, you know, have your money saved and prepare yourself.
Yeah.
So, sorry for interrupting you.
I was gonna go into like the health, like medical field.
Medical field.
Mm-hmm. That's a plan A.
Plan A? Oh, he going big.
Yeah, man.
Plan A.
That's good.
So I was gonna for junior year, I'm gonna take health science, and I would have taken it this semester, but now I think you can only take it at least junior, and then you do the second part in senior year, and then after that you just go. I don't know. I'll probably take like a year break. Mm-hmm. I kind of don't want. I feel like it's kind of.
It doesn't matter though. You know, just do what feels best to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if you need it, then take it. You know, if you don't, then just go right. Just go ahead.
There's nothing
stopping you.
Yeah. And then.
You could finish early too.
As you go into college, like, do all that.
But thing is, do something you actually want to do. Yeah. Don't do something that your mom pressured you to do.
Yeah. Or like make sure you like it. Because yeah. I had a.
No, I'm not saying that she did. I'm just saying, like, anything that you want to do.
Yeah.
Because that's how most Hispanic parents be. They want you to do something like for them.
I keep saying I have a cousin, but like it's true. I have a cousin, yeah. And she was getting into like doctoring and stuff and like surgery, and she didn't like it. She didn't like it how her coworkers treated her, and she didn't like the job in general.
Yeah.
So you know what she did? She's a teacher assistant now. So now she's gonna become a teacher, and I guess it's not a bad alternative, but you know,
yeah.
Like just make sure you want to do something that you want to do, because then it's just a waste of time. Like, imagine preparing yourself for something and then just it not working.
You got to stick with it your whole life pretty much. Yeah. You got nothing else to do. But yeah, keep going.
Yeah. Pretty crazy. Yeah.
What are you, Emery?
What about you? What are your alternatives?
Yo, I love you for like doing about? Everything, bro.
Honestly, yeah.
Honestly, because I want to get an experience of every single thing you do.
I want to do every, like, and, like, oh,
it's not even being rude. Like, I want to do like a job, but not just a 9-to-5 job every time. Like, I want to have a job, but not for long term. But like muscle memory time, like, you know, a good amount. And just switch it off from there. After that, get more experience. Like, probably be like a take care of dogs for a minute.
Yeah.
Get experience from there. Be a doctor for a minute. Get experience from there.
Right.
Yeah. Like, once you got all those fields, you got more options to keep going from there.
And honestly, like, another alternative that I wanted to take too is also like maybe go professional on drumming.
Yeah.
Because, like, I could do gigs and it would be cool. It would just be chill. Like, doing what I love most. Enjoying my job, you know, having fun while doing it
and getting paid while doing it.
And getting paid right. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it wouldn't, like, I was asking my mom, like, you know, like, I'm low-key trying to get better at drumming. Like, you know, maybe get a teacher or something and, like,
just get more
professional. And, like, who knows? Maybe, you know, a band in the future.
Probably. You never know.
Who knows? You could get paid a lot for that, too. Definitely.
Just get signed up.
Yeah. But, you know, that's another alternative I have, too.
Yeah.
And but like you said, like I like what you said, that like taking, like trying to do everything, like, you know, like you want to do everything basically.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm trying to be a soccer star.
Like, like it doesn't matter. Even if you're on a bench, right. It doesn't matter. A win is a win.
Right. I'm trying to do sports, music, a job all together for me. Be a Chuck E. Cheese mascot.
Right, bro, I want to be in a concert.
A concert. Right. I'm trying to be the next Weekend.
But yeah, like there's never anything that you can't do, you know? Like you can do it. You just gotta focus up. That's all you gotta do.
My plan, like I remember freshman year, the first thing I like wanted to do was with TV.
Yeah.
When we had TV, I was like, oh, this is kinda cool. I kinda wanna do this. Like, well, he was talking about like movies and stuff.
Yeah.
Like it'll be cool if you got you like edit them. Imagine being an
actor
them.
Too. I would love to be an actor too.
Like, it's cause in that class, you basically just record, and that's kind of what it's like mostly about.
And the teacher, like, what you need, like, as a basic recording person, like, you get the angles, what's this called?
Yeah, that's another thing you could do too. Yeah, this is definitely a lot of things.
And I feel like this school is a good school for you to learn stuff like that, because that's a good thing you can do in the future.
Yeah.
And if you actually want to take it serious, you can keep taking that class until you're done with senior year. Same thing as broadcasting. If you want to keep doing it until like your senior year, you get more expensive from here. You graduate with like a certificate, and then boom, you're able to use that as like a job reference or anything
Definitely,
like that.
Yeah. And like, I don't know. I feel like some child actors are lucky for me, because they get into it at a young age,
and they're blessed to have it at a young age. They're blessed to have that,
because like, then once they grow up, you know,
they're just able to have more options open up, and they're like, you know,
look at Jenna Ortega, bro.
She got lucky at acting,
stuck in the middle, and then now she's one of the most famous people.
Yeah, it's like she's now at scary movies, normal movies. Like, she's like more. Like everywhere now, just because she started from a young age. It's like it's lucky if you have that, you know.
Started from the bottom, now we here.
Type.
Well, yeah. It may, that's very like some people like that are just lucky. Feel me?
Yeah, it's just lucky.
Especially
like
musicians too.
Like especially
look at Justin Bieber, bro.
Yeah,
look at Justin Bieber.
bro, really started that from man the bottom.
Living, see, look, he living in his 30s now. He started singing at what? Like 14, 15?
13, kind of.
Started with Baby, feel me? With Ludacris. But you know, Ludacris is kind of irrelevant now. He died off after his Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Nobody knows him now, but he's still up there. It's just...
He's up, but it's ghosted now.
I mean, what's the point? But yeah, like, I feel like other singers too, like, that just stop releasing music. What are you doing, bro?
What?
Get back in the game. Like some musicians, like, that just stop releasing music.
Oh,
like, get
yeah,
back
yeah.
into it, bro.
Like they just, like, they zone out, they're right. gone, go outside.
Like, I don't understand. Like,
later on, like, 2 weeks later, you see them get arrested. You're like, what happened to you, right. bro?
Like, I don't know why that happens, but me personally, like, if I was a musician, a songwriter, I would be up there, bro. I would be thinking about lyrics. Yeah. I would be, yeah.
The thing is, you can't really let stuff like that get to you, too. Yeah. Like, if you're up there, take advantage of that while you're up yeah. there. Because you're able to produce more things there, and you can produce your own music. Right, probably right. end up dropping your own merch. And it sounds like a bit cringy, but just like, God, you like make bank true. From it. Because yeah. like, after
that's
that,
how you make revenue.
Yeah, and after that, that's when you make more money. You're making double the profit than what you were before. Mm-hmm. After that, you can be set for life once you're done doing music.
Yeah.
And you can just...
And like, honestly... Chilling. If I was like a big artist, like maybe somebody famous, like on YouTube or something,
yeah.
would the first thing what I would do is merch.
Yeah, that's the first
Obviously,
thing you gotta do.
It's
you
the
have
first
to.
Thing you do.
Especially if you're gaining subscribers like right. a lot.
A lot.
If you're watching views, you're seeing your
it's
thing
the first
like
thing
grow
you
up.
Because they want to support you.
Merch. Yeah.
They want to support you. And, you know, like first thing I would do, merch, you know, like some clothes, maybe some hats, filming.
Especially anything that's popping like right
anything
now.
Anything that's popping. Like,
fidget spinners like, were popping back then, people would buy right. that. It's like, it would like, be merch.
Feel me? Like, you could do anything. Thing. Like, I feel like the smartest thing you could do is what Mr. Beast is doing, or like Logan Paul is doing, because Logan Paul has Prime,
yeah,
and Mr. Beast has Mr. Beast Burger,
and then this chocolate thing,
the
too.
The food franchise is the smartest thing ever, bro,
especially the drink thing.
It's the smartest
I feel like
thing
that's the
do.
Smartest thing, though, because Logan
Prime
Paul
is running out all over the world.
I know
bro.
You seen that, right? It didn't,
yes,
they also got like a company deal with Arsenal, right. the soccer team, and it's like mm-hmm. it's even more double money,
mm-hmm.
and the more they show it off, the more people will want to buy
right.
it. Especially with the food thing,
it's
Mr. Beast.
It's all about ad revenue.
Yeah, you just got to know how to display it
yeah,
and know how to play it right.
Mm-hmm.
You got to play your cards right.
Like what Logan Paul does is literally all he does is go on YouTube Shorts and just does a bunch of Prime videos. He's like, oh yeah, Prime is better than Gatorade. He compares them and stuff.
And the thing
like,
is, it doesn't get annoying because it's true
yeah,
sometimes.
It's true.
And the thing is, it does taste better.
Yeah.
Low-key does taste
no,
better.
No, have you guys had Prime?
I had it.
I've had Prime.
It's mad.
Honestly, like I've...
It's actual flavor too. Like it's
yeah,
actual flavor too.
I've tried the green flavor and the orange flavor, and they're not bad.
I tried the tropical one. That
they're
was
relatively
fire.
Good. Yeah,
yeah,
I haven't tried that one yet.
That was good.
The
you
red
should
one,
get that one.
Yeah, I have to try it. But yeah, Logan Paul is definitely he's doing good right now. Especially like he
and
redeemed himself
a lot,
me, a lot.
Yeah, like,
a
he's
lot.
Like, honey, if I hold you back, he going crazy in WWE.
Jake Paul, what are you doing, bro?
Yeah, get on this level, bro.
Jake Paul is just,
like he was. Don't get me wrong. Jake Paul was doing good.
He was
doing good until
yeah.
Logan Paul started coming out with big ideas, more ideas,
yeah.
started getting creative with it.
It's just Jake Paul. Like I'm not gonna lie to you guys, I was like a huge Jake Pauler fan back then.
I ain't gonna hold you
and
back.
Was
I was Logan Paul. If I hold you back,
I was
bro.
Horrible. Yeah, no,
yeah,
I
yeah.
used to be both. But first, I started off with Jake. I used to like, bro. I used to sing this every day, bro. Like if.
Nah, I know
I
what
know
you're gonna say.
Entire, pull up the song right now. I'll sing it to you.
No,
I know the whole
we'll
thing.
Do it after.
I know the whole thing, but
there's no way.
Yeah, no, I used to be a big Jake Paul fan, and like I used to, no, but now, like now looking back, like I was cringe, and I was a little kid, so it makes
but
sense.
You didn't know that's
but yeah, now like Jake, the problem with Jake Paul is he talks too much shop.
Yeah,
yeah, and like he. Like I like what he's doing with boxing. I like what he's doing. Like
smart.
I'm not gonna lie, he's a good boxer because he's been putting down all these people. Tyrone Woodley, like he put him down. Ben, I don't know.
Ben Askren.
Yeah, Ben Askren, and I don't know what the other guy's name is, but he, like it's impressive.
It's
you know?
Smart too.
It's yeah.
Like,
it's just what I don't like is that he talks too much stuff. You know, like
because he hasn't
online.
Done anything either. Yeah,
yeah.
It's the same.
And like he's always trying to box Conor McGregor.
I've
no,
seen that one.
It makes sense that Conor's ignoring him.
Yeah,
because you know, like it makes sense. Because
like,
you know,
it's
who would want to box
time.
Him? Yeah, it's
yeah.
a waste of time. Obviously, Conor would probably dog him.
Probably,
but you know. And then Logan, I'm honestly proud of Logan the most because he went against May Floyd Wedder. And who like
Who does it like
right.
that?
Right. And like survived all rounds.
Yeah. And promotion, right. more bank after that.
Definitely. And yeah. then like, he just came out with Prime with KSI. He's living the life.
He's
like,
living everything. And he's still young. And he's like in his 20s still.
And he has the podcast.
And he's
too.
Set for life, bro. He's literally set. Keep the dreams going. Keep producing what you're doing. The videos, his videos aren't even that bad either, bro. His videos are actually doing good now.
Like, yeah. I'm not
I was watching
lie.
One yesterday and it was good. Like,
I enjoy his podcast.
His podcast is like so relaxing. Podcast. Like, it's actually yeah. relaxing.
Like, I watched the episode of his podcast. The
and it's
day.
Funny.
It was nice. It was nice. Yeah, I watched the one with the Island Boys. The Island Boys, they're gone.
Yeah,
they're now
like them. They should. That's where like they fell off hard. Yeah, because they didn't produce any merch. They didn't yeah. weren't smart with the investments. No money. No nothing, bro.
And then problem is that day on the podcast that they had, they got into a fight with him, right?
Oh yeah,
I don't know if y'all saw it.
Yeah,
y'all saw
it,
right? And the guy who they got into a fight with, I forgot his
George.
Name. George. So George was just trying to give them advice, you know, saying like, if it doesn't work out,
the financial situation,
you could sell your jewelry, and he was trying to give good advice, and that's a good thing, you know. I would definitely take that advice, like as a friend. But no, they took it the wrong way, just because you know they're the Island Boys,
yeah.
so why wouldn't they? And they took it the wrong way, and they're like, oh, you think we're broke? You think this is gonna work out, blah blah blah, it's gonna work out, bro, we don't need you, and like stuff like that. And then yeah. after that, they flopped
like bad.
They flopped badly, so
I haven't heard of them.
We never heard of them again.
Yeah, I don't think we ever will, bro.
Yeah, but honestly, respect to George. You yeah. know, he's a fellow Christian.
It's not bad advice either. You gotta take what he says, bro. Like right. I would take it. I'd be like, yeah, I know. Yeah,
I would take that advice definitely.
Like, and it's smart too.
It's
like,
just, you know, they're, I don't know, some, it's just some people are so immature and they
money.
Take things the wrong way.
They don't listen what they say.
Yeah, like
they just take it and they're like, all right, you sounds call me broke, and it's, it just goes on from there. They're like,
yeah.
Then they bring it onto social media and they're like, it's like a whole.
Yeah, but like I said, like, you know, if I was like somebody famous, like I would definitely like just do food. I feel like food would be the best.
But it gotta be something that's like,
it's gotta
gets
be
people
something.
Attention. Something yeah, like, it can be basic, but
attention.
Yeah, yeah. It can
like,
be basic, but something good.
Like what David Dobrik did with his pizza restaurant.
I heard
like,
it was trash.
I heard it was kind of mid.
I was like, ooh.
But he's still doing good though.
Bank
like,
is
have
bank.
You seen his story? Like people line up from like two blocks away.
And they're still waiting.
And
it doesn't
and
matter what
waiting.
They say, because
yeah.
they still want to try it.
Like, I feel like what he did with the, I feel like the designs that he did was cool for the box. And I feel like he did was smart. What he did was smart, because like he showed it to people. He was like, my restaurant's going to be open. Get ready for opening night.
And the thing is, he promoted it before
it
even
promoted
happened.
It, yeah.
He was like, I'm going to have a pizza.
And he's still promoting it till this
yeah,
day.
Yeah, he's still.
You know, like it's nice to have your own billboards and like have it promoting. Like imagine like having a billboard like above like a I-75.
And it just has your name and the pizza.
Yeah, and the pizza. Like yeah. that's cool. That's definitely cool.
And it's smart too. And half the people are doing it right now are young. They're going to be set. Yeah. Like we said, they're going to be young. They're good.
Yeah, but definitely that's something I would do.
Yeah.
Just food. It has to grab somebody's attention. But like right now, like almost everything's taken. Like they already took pizza, burgers, you know.
Chocolate. They're going for candy.
Beast, bro.
Yeah.
Right.
Hydration drinks, bro.
Maybe ice cream is the move.
Well, maybe ice cream is the move.
Who knows? But probably from here to like 5 years, somebody
yeah.
probably already taken it. So
probably. All right, but yeah.
Do you like sandwiches or something?
Nah, I mean,
I like
probably,
sandwiches, bro.
Probably
brand deals too.
The Geo sandwich.
You're right.
The Geo sub.
Brand deals too. Like y'all seen that BTS meal on McDonald's and like the J Balvin meal, the Travis Scott meal.
It doesn't matter how smart it is.
Right.
Money is money,
money
for them, especially their big name people.
Right.
Money is money.
Yeah, money is money.
And as long as people call it trash, they're still gonna buy it because they want to try it. And like, I tried the Travis Scott burger. Have you tried it? Like,
was it even good?
I tried it.
I tried it too.
I tried it. It was basically a quarter pounder.
Yeah, listen, just bacon.
It's just bacon and lettuce.
Yeah.
That's it. It's basically like, I don't know about y'all, but when I go to McDonald's, I like to eat fat.
I like get my 20 piece.
Like, right. Sometimes I get a 20 piece, but most of the time, what I like to get is like a fat double quarter pounder with bacon. Sometimes a milkshake if I feel like it. If I feel like it, I'll finish it. But most of the time, it's just Sprite because you can't go wrong with McDonald's
Sprite.
Right.
Bro.
And sometimes. Because, you know, sometimes I try to bulk. And sometimes I get, like, a basket of fries or maybe just, like, large fries. But that's always my... Sometimes it's always my to-go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, no. That's if I try to be fat. My to-go at McDonald's is a 10-piece. 10-piece nugget or like a 20-piece, you know, with the fries. You can't go wrong with that. And but like, let's talk about like, there's certain restaurants that aren't here that are in other states.
Del Taco.
Like, right. Del Taco. I don't know if y'all been to Texas, but in Texas they have Wonder Burger. No, it's Whataburger.
Whataburger. Yeah. And they don't have that here.
They don't have that.
And here. I want to try that so bad because it's in its max.
I've seen my cousin eat Whataburger, but I haven't tried
it's on my bucket list.
It looked good. Yeah, it looked good. So it I definitely want to try that.
Looks better than the average food here.
In-N-Out is only on the
In-N-Out.
I forgot about it.
It's Cali. Yeah. Okay. So Cali,
When his side pops up, yeah. He knows Cali.
His side. Yeah.
Okay. We all know from Cali. Over there, like, do they have like do they have Jack in Box out here?
Yeah, they do. Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box.
That's a good restaurant. If I hold you back
over
though.
There, what I had around me was we had Del Taco, Green Burrito, What was that one spot? It was like the Star. I forget the...
Oh, Hardee's.
Hardee's.
Oh, but it's not called Hardee's.
It's like Char...
It's called... What is it called? It's called something else. Carl's Jr. Yeah. It's called Carl's Jr. over there. But for some reason here, it's called Hardee's. I don't know.
Yeah, they changed it. I remember I don't know what they did to the place, but they just changed it. And what was that one spot? It was like they're like chili cheese dogs and stuff.
Chili cheese dogs.
I forget what it was called.
I think I know what you're talking about, but I don't know. But
bro, all those places are good.
Yeah, some places that aren't like in our area, like here where we're at, like Warren, like Saxby's isn't here. I don't know if y'all know what Saxby's is, but it's like a chicken tender place, like fries. I only see that place like around downtown. And like, I don't know, like, all right, now, like Chicago deep dish pizza. Mm-hmm. Like I haven't had deep dish, but it looks good.
Oh yeah,
and like I like the concept a little bit because it's like pizza in a deep dish, but like the sauce is on top and the cheese is at the bottom. You know what I mean? And
it's a little confusing though.
Yeah, it's a little confusing, but it looks good. Like I sometimes crave pizza just because of that, because it just looks good.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about New York.
Delhi.
We all know I'm from New York City. Feel me? I'm from Brooklyn, so I was born and raised there until I was 9. And then when I was 9, I moved here. Over there, it was chill. Like they didn't have Little Caesars. Well, they did. They had Little Caesars.
They don't have them out here?
No. At New York, they do. They have they have Little Caesars and like Papa John's, but like they're in different areas. It's just like, you know what it is? Because like in Brooklyn, it's mostly just restaurants open in corners. Because like in New York, you walk everywhere, right? So it's New York style pizza. Y'all know what New York style pizza is?
No.
So basically, it's a bigger pizza. It's a bigger slice of pizza. And it's like very long. And like usually what New Yorkers do, typical New Yorkers, they fold it and they eat it. Like they fold it.
Yeah.
And then they eat it like that. And then what I used to love doing that. And like getting garlic knots too. Garlic knots are so good to me. I don't know about y'all, but I used to love that. And honestly, like, I just miss New York. I feel like I might go there just to live, like, a year, feel me? Just to try to remember everything.
Yeah.
Because I definitely want to do that when I grow up. Like, maybe move there for, like, a year. And, like...
But it's so busy over there.
It is. It's very busy. Like, but I like it, though. Because I got used to it when I was little. Because, like, New York, it's like, a city that doesn't sleep. Like, it's always awake. Everybody's awake. You always hear cars. You always hear people talking. And I like, over here, it's so quiet.
Just neighborhoods are quiet. Night, they're asleep.
Well, not me, because I live next to, like, a highway. So I hear cars. But not really, though. Like, I don't really hear it anymore because I got used to it. So now I just hear nothing. But in New York, it was just constant noise. And, you know, I liked it because I got used to it. But, yeah, I feel like it's very chill living there because, like, you can walk everywhere. You don't need a car. Trains. Oh my god.
I
used to love riding trains. Trains was so nice. Oh, it's just like some weird people were there, you know, like some hobos, some people that are poor, like, you know, some crazy people. But overall, like, it was just amazing, like riding them, and it was fun.
I took my trains to like the beach and stuff because it'll be
Cali?
Like,
yeah,
dude, it was nice because like. Like the train is just so relaxing. Like there wasn't even that much people, so you just kind of just chill and just look outside, just go by the trees and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's just chill. And when we get to the beach, we'll just be there for like maybe like 2 or 3 hours, chill, walk around the beach, put our toes in the sand.
Yeah.
But it was funny because I know how people like the beach a lot, like here.
Mm-hmm.
But like if you're like somewhere like Cali or somewhere near like a coast, it kind of gets. I mean, it doesn't really get boring, but it's like just a normal thing. You're not like, ah, yeah, let's go to the beach. You're just like, all right, let's go to the beach. Yeah. Cali is fun, man. I miss it. All right, guys.
Well, that was a good discussion. Good topic.
Good talk. Yeah,
good talk with Gio. Yep. This is our...
No. Yeah, this is it. So, hope to see you again,
Gio.
Hope to
see you in the future.
And this is it.
Yeah. All right. Peace.
All right.